Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Carrera, and we're joined by Community Service Officer Arlene Worrell to talk about winter weather ordinances. It is winter time, and as the Community Service Officer for Knoxville, you have to certainly be on your toes when it comes to violations and such like that for different city ordinances. Talk about some of the duties that you have in particular during the wintertime.
Thank you. We did just get pushed right into winter, whether we like it or not, here it is. So I did want to update residents on some of the things that happen around the city during the winter and some of the things that they need to be aware of regards to city ordinances. And one of the main city ordinances, as the snow falls, how long do you have to remove that snow from the sidewalk before you might be penalized? And that's 24 hours after the end of the snowfall. So 24 hours later, we may have city staff that goes out and do some inspections. We try to notify property owners, especially at the first snowfalls, and let them know what that ordinance is and that they may be in violation. If it doesn't get cleared by the property owner, we have taken bids for snow removal to help with the snow removal for code enforcement purposes. And so we do have a contractor lined up that we will call, and they will go out and remove the snow of properties that we find in violation. And that's for a measurable snowfall. And you have to have the sidewalk cleared of any snow or ice.
And that is very important that people understand that, because this is a safety issue. People can get hurt.
It's definitely a safety issue. We have a lot of children walking. That's their path to school. We have a lot of people just enjoy staying fit during the winter and trying to use the sidewalks to get around and walk. And we want to keep them clear and as safe as possible during a time of year that we all don't probably like near as much as other parts of the year. But so we try to do our best to keep it as likable as we can.
Now, what are some other areas that the community service officer has to deal with when it comes to enforcing city ordinances?
Well, typically when it's not maybe snowing, there's some other issues that the community service officer, myself, would be handling, and that's a nuisance complaint. So a lot of times those might come in from neighbors. A police officer might see something as he's on patrol and just get this information back to myself as well, or city crews. And that'd be things like there's a vehicle sitting in a yard. A lot of people weren't aware until they get maybe a parking ticket that they cannot park in the grass of their yard. And that's one thing that is a city ordinance. We do allow some parking in a backyard. That's for recreational vehicles. So if you have a camper or snowmobile or something like that, you can park it in your backyard, and that's perfectly okay. We want to have a place to put vehicles. When there is a snow ordinance that's asking people not to park on the city streets, you know, during that snowfall and we were getting the snow plows out, we definitely tend to be lenient to, if you need to get your car off the street, you can pull it into your yard and what, you know, don't block the sidewalks or what. But we know we got to make some compensations there during snowfalls and help the residents, you know, out.
Where's a place where people can find out more information on the Knoxville City ordinances?
We encourage that. There's, you know, a lot of, we'll say, rules and ordinances to follow, and they are listed on the city website, and it will link you over to the website for our city ordinances are on that. You can also go to the library, and there's a city code book right there at the library, so you can check it out on the web or go to the library. And if you ever have any questions, anybody needs any information toward city codes, I welcome them to give me a call at the Knoxville Police Department, and our non-emergency number is 828-0541, and I can help them out with their wondering if something might be in a violation.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Community Service Officer Arlene Worrell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.